word is so beautiful, so powerful, and so fitting, and so fits who he does, who he is. There's such appreciation for the word given to us, but we can give it yourself. Give us great wisdom, just give it yourself. Paul went and planted his church in Corinth, and then he writes a letter to them, as he often does with the letter to Galatians, to Ephesus, to Philippi, and so on. In this situation in Corinth is a royally messed up church, and you would think that if you've never read it before, and somebody said, sit down and read this letter, here is the life of these people in Corinth. They call themselves a church. How would you look out for them? And my guess is most of us would say, clearly, most of these people are not believers. But Paul continues to call them Philadelphia, brothers. These are my brothers and sisters. Remember, the Bible is regenerated. Whenever the Bible is referring to brothers, especially in the New Testament, it is a inclusive language works. It means men and women, or brothers and sisters in Christ. So, usually not relation blood-wise, but in the body of Christ, in the blood of Christ, the brothers and sisters. So, this church has all kinds of issues, Paul is somewhere else, and a group of guys come from Corinth in Greece, not far from Athens. They come to where Paul is, and they have written out a number of concerns. We're all relatively new Christians, 5, 10, 20 years in the church, for me, far less than that. And we're struggling to turn out any answers. So the leaders are going to come to Paul and say, here are the issues we're dealing with. And so look at chapter 7, verse 1. This is where he starts out. He's going to answer these questions, bang, 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 that they have. He says in chapter 7, verse 1, now concerning the matters which you wrote, there's not punctuation in the Greek. In some respects, it's limited in its punctuation. There are periods and question marks, but other than that, all the letters are scrunched together, no spaces in letters, and they don't have quotation marks. So a lot of people have struggled with this. I did earlier on, too. But they put the quotation marks in to help you understand what's going on. This is not Paul saying this is the right thing to do. Now, concerning the matters which you wrote about, it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman. That's not Paul teaching. That's their question being given to Paul. This is the question you guys are wrestling with. Is it good for a man to not have sexual relations with a woman? Why would that even come up? Well, in part, it comes up because they see themselves in the new age, but at the end of time. And so should we hold off with getting married, having intimacy, all those kinds of things? Should we be more stoic in our relationships, even in our marriages? So this is a question Paul is going to address. This is the issue that we're wrestling with in Corinth. It is good for a man. That's what some are saying in the church. It is good for a man not to have sexual relationships. Okay, let's go on from that. Look at verse 25. Here's the next issue. Now concerning the betrothed. Anybody have a different word for betrothed? Yeah, engaged, but it's engaged on steroids because it encapsulates more than what we say as engaged. Remember, Joseph and Mary are betrothed, and to the point where it means so much that what is Joseph going to do when he finds out she's pregnant? John? Yeah, write a certificate of divorce. Quietly, let him know. then the angel comes and says, no way, Jose, marry her, and everything is okay. Then, look at chapter 8, verse 1. Now concerning food offered to idols, this is a major issue for these people. We don't have this so much, but for them, food would be sacrificed to idols, and then brought where? To the market, and people could buy it and eat it. Now some of these people are becoming Christians. What do we do? Is it right to eat that or not? And so, Paul goes into the whole issue of conscience. For those it bothers, do everything in faith. Therefore, don't eat it. It's okay. For those of you who, in a sense, realize what moments were in a good way, you know that it's the Lord gives. And you're free to eat. You know there aren't those idols in that sense. And so, you're free to eat them. Then go to chapter 12. Here comes the next issue. Now concerning spiritual gifts. And now he's going to go at length again, talking about spiritual gifts. That's about getting to the love chapter. So he spends sometimes 10 verses, sometimes 3 chapters, on these issues, because for whatever gravity they carry, he's trying to address the weight of them and overcome it. Then, last section, go to chapter 16. Now concerning the collection for the saints. As I have directed the churches in Galatia, so you also are to do that first year of the week. That's one of the verses where we recognize that Christians were gathering on the first day of the week. Put something aside and store it up as soon as possible so that there will be no collecting when I come. That'll be all done. Okay, all that to say, the church deals and wrestles with different things from time to time, and it's good for us to address those issues, and that's what I want to do this morning. So, let's get into this. First of all, my three concerning, now concerning, first one is now concerning life. And that sounds like, well, you know, that's a little wrong. But I'm going to narrow that down and just follow along with this. My main point here, just to let you know, is a lot of Christians are wrestling that their life has all kinds of problems and issues and complications. Sometimes we bring those things on ourselves. I have problems like present too. Bring stuff on myself, that's a thing. But other times, it's others who have done. And sometimes it's just life. Zeus didn't do anything to his body in 50 years, but these things have come on. A heart attack for another, cancer for another, heart, whatever it is. But we can tend to think wrong, that God must not be favored if we especially, as I've said before, we live in a culture where we can buy things nice and powerful. I thought of having somebody come and bring a Harley, motorcycle, but brand new, and then having over here an old VSA, a Yamaha, Honda, that's all junk and up and bent it up. And was pretty obvious we all know that. Some of us just like to go to stores and see things need because things are ordered. But good shit. And I like the good shit. Life is messy. Thank you. identified those things as this happened in college about 15 years ago. All the Mexicans left in the country. And so it must be a breeze for people at OK Tire to change those tires out. It costs a lot of money. Over $1,000 to do this. Why are tires $25? They're probably $250 or $3,000 if it's paint this stuff is all these messages. I want you to look at the messages. We sang last week. How can you be doing the messages? The most all-involved, all-inclusive songs and other songs that we all in our hearts that sang in the face of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I want you to look at the messages that occurred in the world. I'm going to just fly to you.
Rather than embracing a
so many of them. what he wants to do is to go through his experience and he comes over and it's the 31st time, or it's the first time, or the 37th time, that now X has blown off X.
Thank you.
Grand Posses. These are the Rambos of the whatever world. They have this now. Super in the Holy of Holies.